all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
Hey, we're coming at you a little later today because we had a little fight or an argument or a discussion.
You're afraid to say fight.
And so I was thinking, like, you know, some days I guess you can't do the show.
Actually, yeah, go ahead.
And then you were saying how, you know, what if this was a job? I was like, I guess we do our, like, if we're on real radio or this takes off, you know. But then if it's really a job, then that's what you do in the morning. And, and you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, oh, we won't fight in the morning. We've never fought in the morning.
That's because we're half
asleep.
We never
had a discussion in the morning.
Yeah, but what if, that's just ridiculous.
So we get home from all our job and from all our work.
Wait, but how do you know that we're going to be on in the morning?
Or the afternoon. We're not going to have to go to work at 8 p.m.
Why not? Nobody has a 12 o'clock midnight shift on the radio?
Oh, please, not the good ones. Free Talk Live, but Jesus. Anyway, I was talking about my farewell drinking tour.
Right, we actually started doing a podcast, and then he's just getting more and more scared as I'm talking. We should have saved that, and then he had to cut it out, right?
Yeah. I was saying how I'm finishing the end of all the alcohol bottles, and then you were saying, but there's all that vodka, and then you were just quiet because you're so mad that all that alcohol was gone.
He doesn't think that it's a lot to drink a half a bottle of vodka and a half a bottle of every other alcohol that we have in a week. He finished it in a week, and he's like, what? That's not a lot.
I would like to say that the point that I was making, though, is that all these alcohol bottles had a drink or two in all of them, so I was finding ways.
A drink or two?
Yes, the gin, the
what about
what,
the vodka?
Tequila.
How many did the vodka have?
A lot.
Okay.
So that's what I normally drink, is the vodka.
You already finished that.
Right, fact.
It's not a week later. No, it is a week later. It's exactly a week later. You already finished all the vodka.
Okay.
And now you're polishing off the rest of it.
Right.
But somehow, you're not a drunk.
Okay, let's say I am a drunk. So I'm saying I'm finishing off all these things.
And I think it's gross. Let's say I am a drunk. Let's say I'm a fat pig.
Let's say you're a drunk, and you say that I'm going to finish all these things and then take a break. I'd be like,
you
okay.
You didn't say take a break, and
that's
you have
when
no-
we started having the argument. That's when I would like to say for the record that I recorded saying that's my farewell drinking tour tonight.
Right. So, okay. But since when do you polish off drinks and then decide to take
since
a break?
When? Never. Since when have I drank in gin? Never. Since when have I drank in tequila? Never.
Oh, congratulations for starting on new alcohol. That's great.
No, I'm finishing alcohol.
More alcohol for your repertoire. Now you know how to take gin and how to take everything else.
Gin with cranberry and tequila with...
Good. I'm dating a drunk. Good. And there's another sip of the drink.
And then we couldn't do a show because all of a sudden you were quiet. You couldn't talk. You thought you were able
I was
to keep
talking.
Doing a show.
I was talking. I was just mad at you. And you don't want me to be that mad at you on while we're talking.
Please. Because you can't talk. You'd be like...
No, I'm just calling you drunk. Who in their right mind thinks that it's okay to drink every night of the week and not have a job that pays all your bills and lean on your girlfriend to pay bills, and yet somehow expect her to still stick around?
And I totally agree. I think that's a different thing.
That's not a different thing, because alcohol prevents you from getting a job. Because, you know what? If it's not, then you haven't proven otherwise.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that I haven't been good. I disagree that I think we figured with this new agent that things were fine. That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you. You're right. I think the alcohol thing was a different thing.
It's not a different thing. If I'm right, I'm right. I'm right all around. I'm right that alcohol prevents people from getting a job most of the time. There are functioning alcoholics. I used to work with a guy who smelled like alcohol every day. Eventually he got fired, but it took a goddamn long time.
What was his job?
I don't remember.
Working kids' parties?
No.
Oh.
But I have to warn you to stop drinking so you don't smell like alcohol the next day at the kids' parties. That is something that maybe you should consider.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No.
Have I not stopped you? Like, okay, this will smell like alcohol the next day.
No.
Have I not smelled you the next morning and said, you got to take a shower and you got to, like, put gum in your mouth because you smell like alcohol?
And I did.
Yeah. That's so exciting for me to introduce you to all these agents that I know, but you might have a drinking problem that they might have to share with me later on.
Let's say I have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I'm stopping.
No, first of all, you never think that you have a drinking problem, so there's nowhere to go from there, right?
What's the matter if I admit that I do or don't admit that I do if I stop?
You don't stop. See the point? When have you stopped?
No, I don't. Have I been? You're saying I've been drinking every day. Have I been drinking every day?
Yes.
No. That's yes. A lie.
Oh, my God. You're insane. You're insane. You've been drinking every day.
No.
What are we going to yes and no on the
air? For maybe the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
No, wait. Maybe the last 2 weeks. Almost
that's
every day.
That's what I said the last
maybe.
2 weeks.
You
because
say that.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I
then,
said over
then,
the last 2 weeks.
All right.
That is a long time to watch someone drinking every single night.
I'm not. See the way you're saying it, though, like I'm drunk every night. It wasn't It wasn't every night. B. If say you have last time we talked about this. Say like I literally have a sip of something to try something. You go yes or no. Is that a drink? Did you drink?
Oh, come on.
You
a
do.
Sip of something.
Yes,
come
yes,
on.
Yes.
Come
literally,
on.
Yes, yes.
Don't
and that's
literally.
When I give up.
That's bullshit.
That is not. That is
bullshit.
Not.
I've been giving you so much leeway on this because I understand that I'm dating a drunk. I've been giving you so much leeway on this. But the problem is, let's say over the last 2 weeks, you've been increasingly drinking more because you're giving up more and more on the diet. When you drink, you don't wake up to go to the gym with me. And you don't end up going to the gym. You didn't get up to get a job, even though you're behind on the bills, which makes me stressed, and I've told you that before. And you stay up all night because that's what drinking makes you do. You do have to admit that, and you have admitted that. But somehow drinking doesn't get in the way of your life.
Then
please explain.
I can't, and I'll look into it. Will you help me look into it?
Yes, I will. How many times do I have to help you look into it, and then you stop for a month?
It's a problem, I guess. How many times? As much as it takes.
That's the first time you ever said it's a problem. And no, not as much as it takes. That's called an enabler. What you have to do is admit that it's wrong and figure it out on your own. That's right. Have you watched enough alcohol movies? That's
okay,
what
then
happens.
I admit it's wrong.
Your girlfriend is not allowed to stick by you and continue saying, hey, by the way, you're increasing on your drinks. Let's slow it down. No, that's not the way alcoholism works. It works where you realize that you're drinking too much and you get help. Not I nurse you every time that you start increasing drinking more. That's ridiculous.
No, I don't see why it's ridiculous. You can't tell somebody that you care about?
How many times? Without them
like
getting
a smartass, maybe?
What?
You.
Me like a smartass?
Yeah.
How many times am I going to have conversations with you that you smell like alcohol every day?
Do you have conversations?
How many conversations did I have? I never had conversations with you? How long does a girlfriend like to be the person who goes, oh my God, you drink too much. You drink too much. You drink too much. Hey, by the way, did you notice that you're drinking every day of the week? You don't notice that you drink every day of the week? I'm supposed to tell you every month that, by the way, you're drinking every day of the week, especially when you turn around. Every time I say that, you turn around and go, yeah, what's your point? Do you not say that? Yeah, what's your point? And then you gulp your drink like you're so proud of it.
I don't think you say it nice like that.
Oh, come on. I've said it nice like
if
that.
If I have an attitude back, it's only because you would say it with an attitude.
I say, like, you've been drinking, like, babe, this is like your third night drinking in a row.
You don't say it like that.
Oh, my God. I've never said it like that.
Yes, you have said it like that.
So I don't usually say,
I'm sure,
like,
you have.
I don't usually say that's a lot of drinking. You go, I know, gulpy gulp, and you like tap the bottom of your drink like that's so cute. Yeah, I drink. I'm a drunk. Does that sound familiar to you?
I am sure I have done that.
I like to drink. Gulpy gulp. So
I don't think it's as ignorant as you're saying.
No, it.
No, I
it
don't.
It is. Oh my God, I should videotape you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then you're so proud, and then I get looked at like I'm a moron, and I get this sarcastic response. How many times am I going to tell you to stop drinking? I don't want to be that girl. I'd rather leave. Sorry. But I don't want to be that girl. I never want to be that girl that, like, has to every, let's say, annually talk about your alcohol problem without you thinking it's a problem. If I'm the only one thinking it's a problem, and you don't think it's a problem, maybe it's not a problem and it's only a problem for me. I'm totally willing to understand that. If it's not a problem for you and you think it's okay to drink that much, then that's how you're going to be. And you know what? To be honest, I think that is how you're going to be. Because I think that girls think they're going to change guys. I'm not going to change you. So I have to decide if I want to be with a guy who drinks a lot. That I think you drink a lot, regardless of what you think you drink a lot.
You stupid bitch! If... I'm just kidding.
That's not even funny. Right. Take that back.
I take it back.
Say that it was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke that I did. Very good. It's not time to joke at all. All
right. It is time to joke, but it's not... That's not even funny.
No. the B word isn't.
Not when you say it like that. What were you going to say?
That you're the greatest.
Thank you.
And you're the best.
All right, moving right along. Were you gonna rebut?
I thought I did. Mm-hmm. I thought I did. I think I'm saying, how about, okay, if I have a problem, how about help then?
I just responded to that. Now you're supposed to respond to the next thing.
What was the next thing?
That's not the way alcoholism works. That's not the way you get help. It's not the way you get help. You're going to keep saying that. You're not on my side. That's what alcoholics say. You're not on
my
side.
That's what they say?
Yes. You're not on my side. You're not helping me out. You should be helping me do this, that, and the other. Alcoholics always blame the other person. They're always like,
whenever you bring this up, like you did earlier, you compared it to what if you're fat?
Yeah, what if I am fat?
Should I tell you and help you?
Okay, how long are you going to stay with a fat chick? You, Keith Malley, how long are you going to stay with a fat chick? Not a minute. Maybe a minute, because maybe I gained some weight during our relationship, but... I have to lose that weight. I'm sure if I gained weight and stayed that way, you would be so disgusted.
Should I go to the gym with you to help you lose it?
And you wouldn't even say it. You would have to, like, somehow I would figure it out that you don't think that I am where I need to be. But can you imagine if I took a cupcake every time you took a drink? A whole drink, let's say. I'm going to eat a cupcake every time. How sick would that be? And what was that? That you said, should I go to the gym with you?
Yeah.
Are you
trying
to say? Are you trying to say that you're going to the gym with me because I gained weight and that's your way of encouraging me?
No.
Yeah, you are. You should fucking be. If you're going to fucking put it out there halfway, that's pussy-ish. You're either going to not be a pussy or you're going to be a pussy.
I'll be a pussy then.
No. Bullshit. Then
No, I like going to the gym too. I think it has a point behind it. Are you a fat fuck? No.
Right.
I'm saying if you were. We're making this up. If you were.
Right.
And you wanted to go to the gym and you needed my help.
Right.
I would go with you. I wouldn't be disgusted by you.
But what if I go, I don't need to go to the gym. That's you. I don't need to go to the gym. I don't eat.
Have I said that? I've said, yes, I probably drink too much. I'll look into it. What's so fucking funny?
How did you look into it?
Have I drank less?
How did you look into it?
I drank less.
But you're starting to drink more.
Okay, and now I know. Now you brought it to my attention.
You only drink less because we were on a diet and you didn't figure out how to drink. As soon as you started to figure out how to drink, because clear drinks are okay, and then after that, as soon as you were like, fuck this, I'm still having whatever I want in my clear drinks, you started drinking more. You were maybe on a regimen.
So then you bring it up, and then I see what I'm doing. Bring it up, and then I see what I'm doing.
How much fun would it be if every time I gained weight, you would have to be like, hey, you're gaining weight, and you're grossing me out. How much fun would that be for you? How hard is it?
It wouldn't be fun, because I'm not ignorant, and I wouldn't say it like that.
How hard would it be?
I'd say, like, hey, you know, you're eating wrong again. That's what I'd say.
And then I go...
Not look who has frosting on their lips.
And then I go, I'm not eating a lot. What are you talking about? And then you have to
convince me. That's what
me.
I say? Is that what I say?
Yes.
What the fuck am I saying right now?
Right now. You know how long it took me? The whole hour that we were in an argument, it took me
there
to
convince
you.
There was no difference. I'm not saying anything new that we weren't saying fucking 2-3 hours ago.
Keith, when I first said you're starting to drink a lot, you were like, I'm not drinking a lot. What are you talking about? I had to convince you that you've been drinking and how much you've been drinking. Can you imagine every time that I gain weight?
What's every time?
But can
Do
you,
we have this conversation every day?
We have this conversation too much, as far as I'm concerned. And if you don't think it's too much, I still think it's too much. And that's not cool for me. And that's not cool for me to be in a relationship like that. If you think that it's too much, like every let's say 3 or 4 months, you have to say, hey, you're eating too much. How much balls does it take for you to say that to me? How much does it hurt you to say that to me? How much would you have to think it over and over in your head before you say that to me so that you don't hurt my feelings, so that we don't get into a weird argument, so that you...
Well, you're able to tell me.
Well, it's hard for me to say anyway. It's still hard for me to say. Can you imagine that? That you think it's okay, but it's still hard for me to say?
You just said you say it every day.
I would... No, I don't. I said every 3 or 4 months. Can you imagine if I said, okay, like, just tell me every 3 or 4 months that I'm gaining weight, how that would hurt you to do?
No, and it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
You never say things like that. It's so hard for you to say.
Because you're not fat.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to get it out of you when you're uncomfortable about something. Yes or no? When you're uncomfortable about something in our relationship,
probably.
I have to read your face, and I have to say it for you instead of you saying what's wrong. Right? So instead of you saying it, so imagine I'm not going to help you out with that. I can't read your face to understand that I'm fat. You would have to bring yourself to say it.
Well,
it
works out nice because you're better than me, and that's your positive thing.
No, but you have to... Are you now admitting that you have a problem with alcohol?
Kind of. I don't want to give you... I don't want to give you that and see you go all fucking nuts with that.
No.
Who cares? Let me tell you this. Okay? Maybe you have to say you're an alcoholic. What does it matter if I don't like saying the words, let's say... Yeah. Okay. What does it matter if I'm trying to help? Tell me what it matters.
You can't interrupt me. I'll tell you why it matters. Because we've had this conversation before, and with every conversation, you don't believe that you have an issue with it, but you say you're going to change, and then you don't change.
And then I do, and then I notice, I guess I'm drinking more,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring it up.
So instead of you helping yourself, I have to keep bringing it up.
Well, obviously I can't help myself.
That you can't just go, obviously I can't help myself, so I'm
no, I can't. How about you? I'm saying, what is so fucking crazy about just pointing it out? What is so crazy about that?
I don't want to. How about that? I don't want the girlfriend or the wife that I ever want to be is pointing out your shit, and you go, I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
No, see, that is exactly why I wouldn't say I'm an alcoholic, even if I thought I was.
You just said that. You just said I can't help myself.
Right. And you'd be saying every day, I'm an alcoholic. Remember when you said I'm an alcoholic?
No.
That is exactly why I would never say that, even if I thought that was true.
This is so frustrating. That is not what I'm saying.
You said you can't help yourself. You said you can't. You gotta be careful what you say to any girl.
No, you can't say, I can't help myself. Can you imagine, again, dating a girl that says, I can't help myself. I gotta gain weight, and you have to put me back on track every 3 or 4 months.
Do you want to put your girlfriend back on track? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not calling you fat, obviously. Do you do that with this diet?
What?
Do we need each other's help doing a diet and trying to be more fit?
I only do that because you said, but I hate when people tell me what to do. I hate it.
Do you hate it when I do it to you?
I don't like it, but I understand. I don't like it. When you said, how come you didn't back me up and how come you let me drink? I was like, fuck, I thought that's not where we were, that I have to tell you. I think that
Did I mention this before? Did we have this conversation before, say, yeah. I don't know, 6 months ago or something?
About what?
About this. Yes, about back me up and tell me.
No, we had it only during the diet, and I was surprised.
What do you mean only during the diet?
Because what happened was we were out, and you got off your diet that night, our diet, right. and like we're, you know, on this 12-week program. You got off of it, and you said the next day, like, how come you just let me do that? And I was shocked. I was like, because I thought that this relationship is like, you do it.
I think that's so different.
If you understand that you're just taking a night off, I'm not going to be, because I cannot stand when the girlfriend at the table is like, honey, should you be having that? And you can't stand it either. So I didn't think that you would want that kind of backup.
Yeah, we've done it before.
What?
What, the first night we went out on this diet? I'm with my friend and we're taking apart a sandwich, eating only the chicken. I didn't feel stupid.
No, but I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't tell you to do it. You said, why didn't you tell me to stop? Why didn't you tell me not to do the wrong thing, like eating-wise? And I said, I thought because you knew what you were doing, you're going to have a night off because you're going to enjoy yourself.
That was different, too. That made me a little mad. Like, go ahead, you know, have this chicken. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, should I get a beer? And I was hoping you'd go like, no, don't have it because it's fattening. And you're like, you might as well. You already had the chicken.
Well,
I'm like, all right, then I might as well, smartass.
I wasn't trying to be a smartass. I was just thinking you were having the night off. And if I wanted to have the night off of the diet, I wouldn't want somebody in my face going like, you're fucking ruining it. And that's how I feel like, you know, we've been around couples where the girlfriend is like...
Sure, and I'd like to think we're better than that.
I'd like to think we're better than that, too. But if you need assistance with that, I'll give you assistance, but can you imagine me going, hey, baby, you had enough beer?
Yes, I can. I'm telling you I can.
You had enough beer while we're hanging out?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I misunderstood the question.
You
could say you've been drinking all week.
Didn't we have a while ago, we said, hey, how about only three times a week you drink?
Yes,
yes. Did we agree?
Yes. Do we agree?
Yeah.
That it was only recently that I fucked up. Do we agree on that? Do we agree that in the scheme of things, I've been doing pretty good? Do we agree on that?
Yes.
So maybe right now you can tell me and I'll go, okay, let's go back to 3 days a week. I'm sorry I got crazy for 2 weeks.
I'm scared that the 2 weeks is going to equal like this is the rest of my life that I have to stop my alcohol.
I'm telling you. Try telling me.
Okay.
Okay.
But you realize like, and I'll like, okay, you just struck a chord. Like, I think I understand. I'm just scared that I'm being an enabler. And I'm also scared like that you're just relying on me or that I'm going to be like, I don't know. It's weird for me to say things like that. I lost my train of thought, but I swear to God there was something there.
If you're saying like an enabler, like, you know, you've had the money in this relationship, I think that's different. And I can't apologize enough and blah, blah, blah. But as for the drinking thing, just let me know.
I don't get it. I don't follow the money situation.
I know. I thought that's where you're going.
No, that's not where I was going at all. I think I'm being an enabler. Like, I'm allowing you not to say, I'm allowing you to feel like this is not an issue. And I think three times a week to drink is, like, decent, right? That wouldn't bring you, like, to bad things, you know? Like, that wouldn't make you feel like you were...
But, like, during the argument, you were... And I'm not trying to bring up an argument, but you're saying, I knew you were sad and depressed. I saw it in your eyes when you weren't drinking. Where'd you get that from? I was fine.
I feel like when you're not drinking, you're bored, you're kind of out of it, and then it takes, like, that one drinking night to be like, party, party, okay. And then that scares me.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. And am I boring to hang around with when I'm not drinking?
No. No. And you're a decent drunk, unless you get, like, way too drunk. But that's fair. You're a decent drunk. But I don't want to be around a decent drunk for the rest of my life. And it does. It does affect you not getting a job and you not waking up the next morning. And then I have to, you know, it's weird when you wake up at 3 p.m, like, for an entire week. And you didn't get anything accomplished. Not that, you know, I get so much accomplished in a day, but it's just bizarre. And then that's when it ties into the money thing. Like, if you...
I have done that, but you know what? I don't think I've been doing it recently. I've been doing it during these last 2 weeks that were crazy.
Well, the first week was the week that you were getting ready for your show. Right. So we completely didn't count that. And this week, how many times did you go to the gym?
I think that's different.
You went once?
I think twice.
Because you can wake up early in the morning.
Right. I'd like to think I was doing podcast stuff on the computer.
While you were drinking at night.
Yeah, but to me, I would have been up anyway.
The drinking keeps you up. And I think,
yes,
like,
I think it's good that I did, that I'm looking at these other directories and looking,
I
you know, who our
competition
is. I think
it's good, too, and that's
is.
The thing. It's hard for me to argue because sometimes you're cleaning all night because you're drinking, and the drinking helps you stay up all night to clean. And I'm like, goddamn, like, I want to feed this guy drinks every night so that he can clean. But I don't think that's a good situation to be in. And let's end on that. I think that's enough of our rant.
All right. So,
right?
Yes. But I don't understand the difference between how we were fighting before and now. And now you think it's okay that you will tell me, like, hey, we said 3 days a week.
Because what you and I think other guys don't realize is that through talking and through arguing and, like, I think that you are being more open right now because you understand that you have to talk, otherwise there'll be dead air.
Right.
I think that you do accomplish things. Even though you think you're going around and around in circles, you might say something that maybe would make me convinced. Although, to be honest, I'm not 100% convinced. I'm still scared because I'm scared that you convince me every time that, like, it's okay to drink. But... we're right here and now. This is going to be recorded 3 times a week, right?
Okay.
All right? 3 times a week, and I won't bother you. I think that's normal. 3 times a week, including when we go out, you know, like, you'll just have to, and it's not like we go out a lot, so 3 times a week, either in the house or outside combined. Deal?
Okay.
And
whoa.
Okay.
Sips of strange alcohol is allowed on one of my off days, true or false?
What are you sipping? Are you sipping an entire drink?
No. No, not in the house. Like, somebody got, you know, so I put together amaretto and orange juice. And I'm like, what's that?
That doesn't count. I tell you what, when we're outside, one drink doesn't even count.
Okay.
Okay? Deep. A whole entire drink does not count. Not one drink of each thing. one cup of whatever or one bottle of whatever does not count as drinking night.
Deal.
Is that fair?
That is fair.
All right, everyone. All right. That's the deal.
All right. And you're going to lose 50 pounds. All right, today.
Oh, my God. Wait. Before we continue. Oh, my God. All I'm thinking is in your head, you're like, I know this is funny, but a piece of you is scared to say it, no, right or wrong.
Of course. You can't be number one if you hold back, though, and risk your life.
Look at
Don't
that.
Risk your life.
You, oh my God, you are so scared. Okay. All right. Now, anyway, what were we actually going to talk about?
I think we did, today was a busy day, though. I think we did a lot.
Well, today we had a job.
Oh, yeah. Last night, we had our movie night and saw the original Amityville Horror.
Right.
You know what? Like it. And I think it does hold up.
Yeah.
And it's slow, but it, do you know what I mean? But it didn't bother me. It was,
I had to ask myself in the middle, like, this is slow.
Everybody just turned off the show. They're like, no more fighting.
What?
We'll get we'll get
so what if you watch movies? Did you also snuggle on the couch? Great.
No, I liked it. It was like the creepy stuff was slow and it wasn't retarded. You know,
yeah.
Like I'm not giving nothing away, but like the biggest thing I am. The biggest thing is like the, but you had, you know, 35 years to watch it. So whatever. But like, you know, this guy at the very end of it looks through his house and sees a giant pig in the window and floating, and the mom sees floating eyes. And it takes like 2 hours for that to happen. And it's slow and it builds up and it's good. Unlike The Ring or the other one or probably, I didn't see it yet, this new Amityville Horror. And you know there's fucking special effects and it's too slick. You know, all the water in the tub is going up to the roof. And you're like, for what? That's stupid.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was like old school. They didn't have a lot of special effects. And they also...
They knew how to make a scare.
It was the dialogue of old school also. Like, they weren't fast talking. And yeah. It wasn't like... They didn't put kids too much into it just to get that sympathy for the kids, mm-hmm. like the kid scary thing. Something about it was pretty genuine. And I'm surprised. I'm not too surprised, but I'm a little bit surprised that you liked it. Only because...
Because it was slow?
Because it was slowish and I don't know. Oh, and it was like... old school, and you know, usually you just think that's a little too artsy, but they didn't make it artsy, so
no, they didn't know about artsy back then. That's when artsy was just doing drugs.
That's not true, because how about Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin is a fagola and a Nazi sympathizer.
Stop it.
No, he was. Did you hear about this? The Pope is honestly a well, not a Nazi sympathizer. Here, let me find it in the news real quick.
Was this on CNN?
This is like apparently on everything right now. So you people might have heard of it, but the new Pope, and who knows if this is something, but you tell me what you think. At age 14, he was a member of Germany's Hitler Youth, and supposedly it was mandatory that everybody did it, but supposedly like you could have found a way out of it because people did, and people are saying like you would have set an example. And then
hold on. That's age 14 while the war is going on, right? I feel like a lot of things that happened during the war, like it's hard to judge people. You need the whole story. And if it's mandatory, it did also say that he escaped it, right?
Well, here's another one. He managed to get out early so he could study for the priesthood. 2 years later, when he was 16, he was drafted again by the German army. And that's what they're saying he definitely could have got out with and set an example.
The draft? But isn't the draft, like, by definition, you can't get out of it?
Find a way to get to another country. Some people got out of it.
So are we blaming everybody that was
there?
They're saying,
and then he, I don't know, are we? If you're running for Pope, are we?
Well, you're 16 years old. That's A. And what I was, like, let's say this
I don't know. I guess I get your point. But aren't you supposed to be, like, born so holy?
You're still a teenager.
Nah,
maybe
you
something.
Should have magic purity.
The thing is with World War II and the whole Nazi thing, they were really mean about things. And like somebody was telling me, like, maybe...
I'm sorry. Can you hand me the tequila?
Ha, ha, ha. It's, you know, you might want to blame, you know, all of Germany because they were the soldiers and they were whatever. And I'm sure a lot of them maybe enjoyed being it. But I think a lot of them were really forced to it. And if they didn't do it, they would kill somebody in their family. You know what I mean? Or right. That was a really, really, really harsh war. And I think that we need to know more information about it. And I, you know, far be it from me from being on a Nazi side, but.
Well, it's just news I just heard. I didn't even have time to think about it. When Allied forces advanced, he deserted the German army. And then here, risking death by that act alone. Wow. After he escaped, he was captured by American soldiers and spent the remainder of the war in a POW camp.
See, now that's interesting. Yeah. I want to know what happened to him in the POW camp.
You think we can get him on the show?
No, doesn't it say? It doesn't say
happened to him. I'm sure you got to look it up and find out.
Because that's crazy.
These are the bullet points. Yeah, did he fucking have to eat another human being that was already dead? You know? Did he have to do Rambo shit?
Is that Rambo shit?
I don't know.
I think, like, that would bother you the least, you, Keith Malley.
Right.
Having to eat another human being. Right. Like, there's worse torture than that. Yeah. Okay, so that's our Pope. Now everyone's yelling and screaming how wonderful he is. You know, like, they're outside going, oh, my God.
I just don't get why he's so fucking old.
Yeah, he's really old. He's really old. They're already starting to change his diapers. 80 years old, right? That's too old to start a job.
70-something. 79? 70-something. Yeah. 78.
That's old.
That's old to start any job. That's a good point.
Yeah. Who starts a job at 78? An important job that everybody's looking... Even presidents are younger.
You know what?
It
was one of our friends that brought this up. But how much attention and how much is the Catholic Church getting now?
Yeah.
And how much...
right.
Right? And how much... you know, faith the Catholics have all of a sudden when something horrible happens, which really doesn't make sense to me. But like, oh, now I believe more than ever. I don't get that.
Right.
You know, I don't get because of Passion of the Christ. I don't get because the Pope is dying.
But, you should believe less because
right,
the Pope
right.
is dying. And
a million people prayed and it didn't matter.
Yeah. And he still died. You prayed all this time with a million people. Still died.
And so now, because of all that, I think they're trying to find a priest that is about to die.
Yeah, so that they can get more...
Yeah, like, let's just buy next priest. He's on his deathbed.
Right. And then we'll have a big uproar in the church. And then somehow, the Catholic Insider will be the
number one again.
Podcast. There's no cheating involved.
You're done for another year, sir. Whatever it takes to spread the word.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Here's another one.
I had to learn modern technology in order to get to the youngins.
You know what? What if instead... I get that. I get you have a TV show or this to spread the word. But to take all your time, Father Mechemecha...
How did he turn Jewish?
I think it's Roderick. And to have... Right. to have all this time to argue on the message boards. And not argue.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what he does do? Little smart-ass remarks. And there's another God character on these podcast message boards. A couple of them. But they put these smart-ass things to dig into people. And it's like, aren't you supposed to be real religious?
Yeah.
You know, you can have a sense of humor.
You're supposed to be
holier than
that,
which these guys do,
that,
but
though.
Yeah, you're supposed to be better than just skip it. Just skip these evil comments.
But really, like,
but instead of making a smart ass comment, can't you be taking that time and helping somebody?
Yeah, the blog thing doesn't. I understand the podcast.
I understand
thing.
The podcast.
That makes a lot of sense. And he was also there at the Vatican whatever. That made a lot of sense, and that I'm sure made him very, very popular. But yeah, to be. At night, like, it just seems like a nighttime thing, the chat things.
Yeah.
I don't do
that.
He did
one where he woke up. He's like, and I guess he got that iPod attachment and was all excited, but he woke up. I was like, now I'm going to the sink.
Keith gives people this voice when they're better
teeth.
Than other people.
Yeah. he would call me Keith. I know it. I don't like him. And I'm so tired. Now I'm on my bicycle. Wait till you get there.
Did he really do that?
Yeah, and this was like one of the days the Pope was about to die. And he's like, oh, no. Do you think all of a sudden somebody's going to yell through the window and you got to be ready to go? You know what I mean? Just wait till you get there.
Yeah, and then
report. Talk to people. How sad are you? Very sad. Man, it's very interesting. She's very sad. Let's talk to somebody else. Are you sad? Oh, very sad. I drove all the way from Miami. Oh, that's crazy. Very sad here today.
That's like any news, though. The
right,
news
right,
were like,
right.
Oh, my God, just recently they raised the tolls in the New York area. Right. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to interview people about what they feel about it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I got to say, I fucking don't like it. I really don't like it. And that's the word on the street. Listen up, MTA. We don't like it.
The guy stuck in traffic. It's so hilarious.
We did another clown job today, another double dare.
This is not a clown job, though. This is one where we get to be ourselves, and I can't stand these jobs.
You ever
jobs
think about
anymore.
This?
Speaking you of the, love these jobs, do you not?
Compared to other things? Yeah, and I'll give you my list of things. But how about this? The Priest does his podcast, and I like the fact that we talk about anything. But if everybody gets along and is willing to do this, and we all get together and form one giant podcast community, and we make a clown show, and somebody else makes a plumber show, and somebody else does a show about dentistry, right?
What's your point?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I feel like that's already happening.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's true, I guess,
that is,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so fuck all yes. So we do the double dare.
Was that your epiphany of the day?
I had a thought.
That's good.
Nope. So explain the Double Dare real quick. Everybody knows it's a TV show.
Go to Nickelodeon.com, look up Double Dare. Mark Summers was originally the...
you know Double Dare. So anyways, Mark Summers has OCD. Mark Summers, who was on this Double Dare show, now I'll explain it, but you have two teams of kids, and you go, you know it, but you go, they ask a question. Explain it then. I gave you a chance.
What happens is they just ask questions back and forth, and eventually when the kids can't answer it, you go through an obstacle course that involves slime and pudding and like all kinds of stuff that people get really messy, and the whole studio turns into a big mess. And definitely the host, because you're in such close proximity, you're going to get messy. Turns out years later, they inform us that he has OCD.
And he's on all these shows, so he's telling you it's not something to us figure it out.
Yeah, he cannot stand mess.
He had an interview in his house, and you saw him... on a rug, that's the biggest thing that got me, this rug in the middle of the floor with the tassels at the end, he has to line every single tassel up so they're parallel to each other.
He also admitted that he wakes up in the middle of the night to vacuum the rug. He just has to. So this was this poor guy who was on the show and just getting messy every
day. And now he's the host on Food Network doing the chocolate stuff. Right. And they make 6 pounds of chocolate a day.
But that's a great
job. And you
job
see chocolate drip. Yeah, to be the voiceover in a nice clean studio with rubber gloves on your hands.
Exactly. He's not the voiceover. He's actually on there, but he doesn't have to
go. Do you see him in the chocolate factory with the dirty chocolate?
A lot of times you just see him like in a diner or something, and he's just pointing out the food, and then they go to the factory. I don't think he goes to the factory, but I don't watch it a lot because I'm not that interested.
How was that movie as good as it gets? Good. Explain how they ended up together. Explain that it wasn't because he paid her bill, her kid's bill. Explain to me how at the end he was still a freak. Explain to me how when he's yelling at the waiter, she goes, oh, this is his foible, and has fallen in love with him being an asshole. He never, ever explained he's got this problem. And you can say this, it's one of those movies where you got to make up the fucking ending, which I hate. I'll just stay at home and make up the whole fucking movie, and I'll put more tits in it and save myself a couple bucks. But no, at the end, he's going like, oh, don't walk on the cracks. And she's like, oh, I love you. The end.
There are two things.
Please.
One is that I love the movie until the end, and I always
I love it till the end. There's a lot of movies like that, and I'll fucking hate the whole movie.
I understand that. That's fair. It's absolutely fair because the ending a lot of times is like the biggest deal.
Sure.
So when I watch it on reruns,
Shakespeare sucks.
When I watch it on reruns, I only watch it until the ending, and then I just shut it off because I don't care.
So that's a good example how it's a good movie. Give me another one.
Then the other thing is that this is just, it's not good in a sense that it's good that she's with him. It just mimics life, that women are willing to put up with that kind of stuff, including alcoholism.
Nobody saw it coming full circle. So we're playing this Double Dare in Connecticut. What a bunch of fucking pussy pussy men. These boys,
they're
7 year old boys,
which
we admit
is young.
Isn't that the age? Is that the second terrible twos? You know what I mean?
No.
That douchebag age?
No, actually, it's when you're pretty independent. It's when you start getting rough. It's when you're pretty aggressive. Especially they said there were 40 something boys. It was an all boy party, and we're like, oh, are you ready to go? Because it's like a big team cheery thing all the whole goddamn time. I'm yelling, come on. So anyway, we're like, we want to hear if you're ready to go.
We're both in referee shirts.
Yeah, and there's a third
asking the questions
today.
And running through the... She asked the questions. I do more the putting the stuff out, and I'm glad. Like, what's the? She's like, what? Who knows what this? This is a hard one. What the second? First, she starts with who's the first. Then, of course, who's the 16th?
President,
we all know those
of
two.
The United States.
President, sorry. And then who's the? I didn't say the word president.
You didn't.
She asks who's the second, and everybody's like, what? And they're like, time for a physical challenge. But she goes, then who's the second president? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
You know by now.
Yeah, Adams.
Yeah. All see, right. We learn things. Same goddamn questions I've been asking for the past 10 years. Every time, it always starts like that. But it just, you know, I can't take the time to get more. What's the difference?
She had me ask questions once, like to. I'm like, oh, you hate these. I don't know why. Let me do it. And I had like stage fright the first time, and she won't let me do it again.
And it's
I'm
hard.
Like, I can't take one fucking question.
Because the problem is,
I can't. You can ask any question. Star Wars, the bag, and that 5 seconds just drags forever
because
you think the parents are watching and paying attention.
That's the thing. If you're quiet for like 5 seconds, if you don't have them in the palm of your hands for 5 seconds, then the whole thing falls apart.
It's a bad crowd if you're doing stand up. You know, it's
exactly.
Like you can't let them go for a minute.
It's really weird to say, but it's only tough because I got to keep going and I got to keep the energy up and that whole thing. Anyway, so they're ready to go. We're like, okay, well, it's a good bunch. They're rowdy. Rowdy motherfuckers. So I'm like, okay, this is good for Double Dare. They're rowdy. We can contain
them. We like
them.
The attention. Did we talk about like when you go into a party and there's only three children?
Oh,
and they're like,
God.
Oh, it's an easy party today for you, isn't it?
No.
Because they're drooling over on themselves just sitting there. You need kids to be into it and hokey pokey with you.
Yeah, it is like doing a stand-up show with only three audience.
Yeah.
It's not easier. It's harder.
And the audience members are playing with their own parents.
Exactly. So anyway, now these physical challenges, please, we put out crawl tunnels. They have to run in one, jump over one, and then run back and tag their goddamn friend. So one falls, starts crying. And we're not assholes. We go check on the guy. And to us, like, when you check on a kid, you can tell if they need attention or they don't need attention, like actual attention where they need medical attention. You kind of go, okay, you're being a pussy, and you need to walk away from that kid because don't let him be a pussy. These kids were being pussies, but we have to spend extra time with them because the parents are looking at us like, oh, fuck, my kid just got, you know, this kid just got. And the mothers are babying their kids.
We have something you have to jump over. We have a little obstacle you have to jump over, a crawl tunnel. And this kid lands on his ass, hurts like his leg.
It hurts,
and
but
he's
like,
crying.
Come
right,
on.
Right. It hurts, and you know who knows? Anything could hurt a lot. So I walk him
you
over
know what?
To the
I'm
side.
Sorry. It probably doesn't hurt. It's probably just like fuck. I just landed funny, and you got to get that fuck thing, and then you got to go keep going, Johnny. But they don't have that keep going, Johnny.
Right,
in their
right.
Head.
And I was doing that, but you know what? That's what made me think it was real, because. The tears came too fast. Usually it's like no tears, then all of a sudden. But they came too fast, and he was holding his leg, and he wasn't really crying. He looked to me like pain. So I walk him to the side, and I'm like, all right, you know, you're ready to go. That's what you have to do. And then he's like, oh, let me sit down. And like, I don't know what he said, but he almost said, like, walk it off. You know, he's like, let me sit down and work it out, and you know, I'll be okay. So then it looks like he's going to get back into it. This mom comes over. Your mom's gone. Your mom's not here. But I'm here. Do you want juice? Should we take you inside? No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm okay. Let me just sit down. Okay, do you want Band-Aids? Do you want water to wipe off the dirt? Blah, blah, blah. She's going for like 5 minutes.
And
at what point am I allowed to leave and go, all right, I guess you fuckers are okay. Let's hurt some more people.
Because at the same time, we have a job to do.
And
we
you
can't
just,
nurse this
right,
kid.
And you just want to tell the mom, though, like, don't you fucking know how to raise your kids? If your kid gets hurt, you have to, you know, obviously you're caring about them and checking on them, but you have to act like it's not a big deal. The second you act like it's a big deal, they think it's a big deal.
And you've had that as a kid. Everyone has that
as
a kid.
Yeah, and I'm sure I've done it. Of course
exactly.
I did it.
If your mom pays attention to you, you're like, oh yeah, I am crying. And then you're crying and you're getting all this attention.
Yeah. Good. The one time my dad took me up bicycle riding, just, you know, I'm sure he didn't care, but when I did get hurt and, you know, I'm like, holy fuck, Christ, both my knees torn apart. And he's like, just get back on it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I have to.
Yeah.
You know, there's not time to cry.
That's what my dad would actually say, like, why are you crying right now? There's no crying.
Isn't bicycle riding the funnest? Okay, well, that's the only reason I want to have kids. I don't want to give them back.
And then I don't want to stay too much on this one job, mm-hmm, but the mm-hmm. other thing is one team actually won. And sometimes we check with the parent to see if a team could win or not. Because it is weird for like at a party.
Yeah, sometimes they want a tie, sometimes they want a winner.
It's weird at a party when one team wins and one team
doesn't. That makes
sense. You're at a party. Enjoy yourself. You know?
Unlike these fag things, and that's what makes them pussy too, where the schools you're playing a real football game and you don't keep score, then why the fuck try? Yeah. That's what you're teaching your kid.
What's the big deal?
I ended up in a world where you got to try.
What's the big deal in an actual sports event if one person wins? I say everybody goes out to ice cream afterwards. You still tell Johnny that he did his very, very, very best. That's encouragement. Did you have fun out there? Because you know they did. And feel a little bit of loss. Big deal. Next time, try harder. Right. Next time, let's work on a different, there's
things. A winner and a loser. And then everybody goes out and gets ice cream.
Exactly. But there's also a feeling of pride that, like, you did something. That, right. somebody was.
Yeah.
And people are going to look at you and you are going to have failures, but
without feeling the failures, you're not going to feel getting the award.
Exactly. But the thing is when you fail, now the exciting part is how you're going to do it again next time. What's the new way you're going to do it? So now what happened is one team happened to win the tug of war and they started going, yeah, we won. The other team goes, I swear to God, half the team was crying. They're boasting. And you know, that's not a normal 7-year-old thing to say. That's not normal. So you know, and when they're at school and one team wins, they go, but if you win, you're not allowed to boast. You're supposed to be a team player.
Or when you get an A on your paper,
No boasting.
Okay, yes, you got the superstar.
Right. That's like not
sticker.
It's like not being excited for things that you have. Like, you're not allowed to share your excitement. Let them jump up and down, and then we'll tell everybody that they did the best job, and it was the best double daring we've ever done, and we can't believe how great they are. Everyone gets a prize. Goodbye. Although I really don't think that it should be like one team winning at a party. I don't.
Right. I get your point.
But just at a party, everything
else. Oh, at a party, nobody. Yeah, they don't pay attention anyway. Except there is like that one or two fucking mathematician. Like,
oh, yeah.
No. You said 5 points and 3 points and 8 points. Yeah. That's not a tie.
We make up points. We're like, at this point, we have 122 to 121.
I said that we were with Jeff today. The guy, this makes no sense now, but later on, it's one of my jokes in the stand-up. About he was Gomez and I was Batman. Anyway, it'll be hilarious look back months from now. But
he's been doing this for years as well.
He's been doing Double Dare?
Double Dare also, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't think he did. I hope I wasn't talking to him like he's stupid.
No.
But what was my fucking
We work
point?
For the same company. What was my fucking I'm not point? The only one who does Double Dare. But what were you talking about?
Oh, I was just saying, he was keeping score during the thing. And then afterwards, I go, yeah, I looked over your score sheet. Dude, you were way fucking off. That's all.
He's pretty funny, and he said that he might stop by.
He's into it.
Yeah, he's into
it. He'll definitely.
He's got a lot of stories.
Do you remember one?
Do I remember one
story?
One story
that he said. We'll give it up. He's got other stories.
Sort of, but I don't, not really. I know the stories that he's told me in the past. Like, he's actually a pretty boy, and a lot of times he'll just get paid just to show up and look pretty.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He's good. He is a good-looking man.
He is.
And what's that story about $1,200?
Okay, well, you get paid a lot through this one company, but he had to go away to Boston, and he was going to be a James Bond. All he had to do for like 5 hours a day is walk around with two models on his arm and go, Bond, James Bond. That's it. $1,200 because he's just pretty. And then I see it all. I work with him a lot, and I see it a lot. Like, the mothers at this party.
How come he's not a regular model? Because he has a personality and he doesn't think he can do it? He knows he can do it.
I don't know. Maybe he was. He used to be a Ricky Martin lookalike, and he made a lot of money with that. I don't know if you could see it, but next time you see it.
I can see it.
Next time you see him. Anyway, so what happens is he's also very, like Keith, when he first meets someone, he's very polite, and he doesn't know if to joke around or not, so he takes the polite route, and he's calm and whatever. This guy right away throws a joke at the mom and is like automatically flirting, and the moms respond so well to this that even moms now are hiring him to just do nothing. This one mom, she hired him to play poker with her husband and his friends and just to deal for 5 hours. And no matter what party he's at,
even if you're told not to, he just helps himself to food.
Yeah, we on specific parties, we're told this is not your food. We have separate food for you in your room, and it'll be shit sandwiches, and the buffet looks awesome, but nobody touches it because we're literally said that you have your own food. He'll line up at the buffet, and nobody will say a thing. And he works at least 2-3 times more than we do for this agent, and this is the agent that pays very, very well.
We were talking about this, but the difference is, like, he just lets his personality rate out right away.
Right.
Like, if you don't, calm down, kids, I'll just poop on you. And the kid's like, hey. And I stay calm because And, you know, I'm like, all right, just sit down, you know, relax. Because if I let the personality out, I think I just get carried away. And I'll just pull down my drawers and shit on a kid and said, I said I'd poop on you. I think that's the problem. There's no in between with me.
There really isn't. But I think like, even when we said this before, when we went to that new agent, they think you're so quiet.
They were confused that I had a stand-up show.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, remember my best friend, it took her, like, what, a year to realize that you're an asshole?
mm-hmm.
Right? But seriously, that's actually a true story. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's such a jerk when he does this, that, and the other. And I'm mostly talking about your onstage personality. And she's like, I never see this. I'm like, he's so loud. And I like your loudness. And I like all that personality. And she's like, no, he's a perfect gentleman around me. Because you have to feel out if it's okay to be an asshole in front of people. Right. But anyway.
So the point is, Jeff's an asshole.
He's actually a pretty cool guy.
There were like two girls at this party.
Oh, they came later. They must have been the sister of somebody.
It's mostly boys, and there's only two girls. And this happened a lot. For them to hang out, they have to be like the tomboys, I guess. The girls are always cool.
The girls are always the
give me more fucking grapes and egg in the face.
They were way cooler than the boys. They fell down. They got back up. They went faster.
I was disgusted with all the boys. Disgusted.
They were older, though.
I took off 5 points for all the boys.
It's so bad. I just feel like talking to someone about, like, get your kids straight. Ugh.
Oh, you got your... that's what happened. Even before... See, we had a busy day. Even before that, you got your one tooth done.
Yeah.
Which has to be... Not the bad tooth. That we were talking about, but it has to be done for some reason before other teeth get done.
I have a lot of work to get done.
And you had a phone call, and so I'm answering this 800 number.
That's right.
And this is AT&T relay call. You're a relay. I'm sorry, what? Hello? What are you talking about? Hello? Nothing. So I hang up. Calls again. This is AT&T relay call. You're a relay. I don't know what that means. And I'm ready to... I think it's a telemarketer of some sort.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to fuck with it, but give me something to work with. And I'm
yeah,
like,
but I'm afraid that it's something...
Oh, no,
to do with
I assume
bills.
It has something to do with... Yeah. Oh, right. But I hear AT&T, and I know we don't have AT&T.
Right.
So, okay, I don't know what that means. And then you hear, like, like she wants to talk, but she doesn't, you know? Like she's calling into a radio show. And she'd be like, I don't think I can keep up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just hang up.
So then they call again, and I pick up.
Then you get,
and you're
done by this, and you pick it up.
You're looking at me like, why are you even picking it up? It's the same number. So I pick up, and they go, it's a relay call, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not following. They're like, it's the person on the other line is hard of hearing, and so this is a call that he makes where he gets to type stuff out. So I'm like, okay, but how does it work? Am I going to be talking? And she starts typing, and I'm like, no, don't tell him this part, because what's happening is I have everything that I say she's going to type out. And it's going to get connected to the deaf person. And then he types it out. And then she talks to me what he types. So I'm already starting to talk. But I'm talking to her. I'm like, okay, just let me know how it works. And I continue going. And I'm like, no, don't type that. Don't type that. So she's like, oh, I'm just going to type
everything. She has low attitude, right?
She's like, I'm going to type everything you say. I'm like, okay, you're going
to. She's not used to people not understanding what some relay service
like
is.
Like everyone has a deaf friend.
Oh, by the way, the blind person we used to make fun of doesn't podcast anymore.
You think it's because of us?
I'd like to think, but I doubt it.
I don't think so, but it doesn't matter because we can't do it anyway because our sound is not, we can't hear sound as we're doing
but
it.
But let's just say you guys wondered where the blind person...
They were so wondering. It was such a great segment.
What? I can't. Yeah, I must. And great. I'm like, it's his fault, not ours. So anyway, you're talking to this deaf person.
So now I'm afraid that she's going to type everything that I
like,
say.
I don't get it.
So I go, okay, I mean, I'd like to...
And you hear typing, right?
Yeah. I hear typing the whole time, and I'm like, wait. And then when I want to go, oh, and I this is another thing. No, she goes, oh, I can't type that because now I'm waiting for him to type. She's like, when I hear a pause, she's like, usually you have to go, okay, go ahead at the end. Like, okay, Roger, or copy that.
Over.
So, but she's like, I just heard a pause, so I stopped, and I'm like, okay, whatever. But then the guy... I don't know how to say goodbye to a deaf person through typing. So I'm like, okay, if you have any other questions. She's like, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else? I'm like, well, there's nothing else. And he's like, okay, would you like this then? I'm like, just you keep making it up. Just type everything. And
he kept dragging it on. Like, if you're fucking deaf, this goes out to all the deaf people. Listen up. Shorten it.
Well, he should
know. Four sentences should be done. So he's trying to book this party.
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up going with us because after fucking an hour, you know, I guess you're home all day. You're on disability, but.
Yeah. And he starts
like,
with.
Fuck it. I'm going with this people. I don't care what.
But he starts with, my daughter wants a ballet party. And I'm like, fuck, now we're going to have to go one by one. Okay. What kind of, you know, here's. Right. No, he starts with, my daughter wants a party. She's 5 years old. I'm like, okay, here's the party that we can have magic balloon animals face painting. He's like, can anyone teach ballet? She really likes ballet. Yes, we can. Then we can do it with this. Can anyone just ask all the questions once?
How far away is this? How far from now is this party? He's not in a hurry. Why not send an email?
It's next week. The problem is, I'm wondering, didn't he find us online? And even if he didn't find us online, wherever we have our phone number, well, we're also in a family magazine. Wherever we have our phone number, we also have a website which has our email address. Why would he opt to call? Just email us.
And by now, maybe, I'm curious now. Let's have him on and somehow, I don't know, sign him. Wouldn't that be great to do an interview with a signer? you know, did you just end up deaf that you don't know how to do things? Make a big email. We get these emails from regular people, though, also. Which, like, you know, it's so slow. Like, I have a party coming up. What do? I do this. What are you looking for? I have 12 kids. And it takes a week to plan a party.
Why not say, this is what I have. This is the entire thing that I'm looking for. Maybe you don't know what you're looking for. How about we
But I understand that. But a deaf person should have figured this out. Like, I got to do this to get by. That's my point.
No, but how about this? We get a person who's trying to throw together a big, huge event. They're like, we're going to have a big, huge event. What can you offer? I'm like, what the fuck kind of big, huge event? Are you already having a DJ? Are you, like, where do you want us to fit in this? Do you want us to decorate? Do you want us to do the whole thing? Why don't you call us for that? Like, you can't just, anyway, this is getting boring. But that's it for today, right?
That's it.
All right, go to keithandthegirl.com. You can email Keith. Keith@chite.com, chemda.com for me.
Now, wait a minute. You kind of stumbled over that the way it's even hard to pronounce. chemda.com. what's the phone number?
2063-FUCK69. Give us a call. Thank you to the people who have been purchasing the CD and DVD, Keith's CD and DVD. It's a stand-up show. It's really good. It's 1 hour. So it's got some bonus stuff on it, too, especially the DVD.
Mm, yes.
And
I just bought two.
Also, definitely watch his trailer if you're feeling like you may or may not. It's only a four-minute trailer. Do not play it in front of your boss. It has some swear words. People ask for a warning. But you can find that on shite.com, S-H-I-T-E.com. Look for the... What should they look for? You'll find it.
The alcohol logo.
Stop it.
Drink.
1, 2, 3. I feel better when I'm drinking. It just seems to ease my mind, and all my worries and troubles, they seem to fade behind. feel the pain when I'm a-drinking. It just don't seem to cut as deep. When I lay down without you, it makes it easier to go to sleep. Oh, the secret of my love, it may never be known. So I raise my glass and propose a toast, and this one, baby, is for you.
See, that might work.